The show started back in 1998 at KPBS, and there were two other co-hosts at the time.
And then you joined the show. What year was that? Was that 2004, 2005, right? Mm-hmm. And then I came along in 2006 for shows to be broadcast in 2007. Mm-hmm. And here we are. We've done the show together more than 10 years. How about that? But a cool thing happened to us in 2007. Well, it wasn't so cool at the time. The show became independent. We took over the show, and it's now an independent national show that we've made larger than ever. I think the best thing about the audience is all of these voices that don't get heard, these accents, these regional dialects, the old expressions from the, you know, grandmother, or the way people speak in Alaska or Maine or Hawaii, or heck, we get calls from Australia and where else? We've had calls from Japan and
Argentina,
yeah. Mexico.
All over. And what I love about it is that our callers teach us.
That's right.
All the time. They bring us their linguistic heirlooms.
Yeah.
They bring us the slang that they've heard that we haven't heard before, or the jargon in their workplace.
Yeah, and one piece of jargon in our workplace that we can share with the world is we call certain kinds of calls tellers, because the caller is telling us things that we didn't know. And that's a really important moment. Of course, they're also telling the whole country things that they didn't know. But it's nice for us as hosts to hear that stuff and say, all right, we're doing a good thing here. They've got something important to share. Let's let that echo across the radio spectrum so everyone else can learn it too.
Yeah. And when we sit down to read the email that comes into us,
mm-hmm.
or listen to the voicemail,
or the social media
that people leave for us, it's really like a box of chocolates. We never know what we're going
to find. It is. It absolutely is. The listeners are an important part of the show.
Absolutely. My background is in classical languages, and I never expected that I would be doing something every single day with ancient Greek, which is why I went into journalism. But this job combines both of those things in a really wonderful way.
Because ancient Greek is an important part of the etymology of so many words.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for the scientific words, but what became Latin, that became French, that became English and spread throughout the world. And here we are speaking a very different version of a word that may have existed for thousands of years. How amazing is that? My background is different from Martha's, but it has that similar kind of cross-discipline approach. I'm used to be a journalist as well, and an editor and an IT guy working in information technology, but I've always had an interest in language, and I had an opportunity to join the American Dialect Society, I think it was 25 years ago now, and eventually become an editor of dictionaries for Oxford University Press and some other publishers where I specialized in new words and slang. So I come at it from this idea of the fringes of English. What is new and novel? What is changing? What is the variation and the transition looks like? And so you bring Martha's classical stuff, the very ancient stuff, with my new novel stuff, and I think we kind of cover the gamut of what has happened and has happened in English.
It's a daunting task because of the volume of email and phone calls that we get every week, but we're looking for a good mix of slang and word origins, regionalisms, people learning English as a second language.
Arguments at work or at home, or the differences between generations, what your parents say versus what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and of course, regional. Like, we don't want all our callers to be from San Diego or from Texas. We try to make sure we include a whole variety of people.
And we do from time to time like to do an exotic expression that is maybe very localized, that not that many people have heard, or some kind of esoteric etymology. But the fact is that sometimes our best calls are about something really simple, like, do you pronounce it either or either, or is it often or often? And a lot of that depends on our callers. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
our callers really bring a story to us that we love hearing, or that teaches us something.
Yeah, so I think what I would say is we're not picking the callers so much as we're picking the callers and where they're from and what their question is and all these other features. If we've taken a lot of calls from one part of the country, we're going to try to get from other parts of the country that we don't hear from. I love it when we get our bilingual callers and they can talk about the differences in English versus their first language. The picking the callers is hard, partly because you want to get everybody on the show, but it's only an hour a week.
Again and again, the experience that we have on the show is we hear from people who say to us, I grew up in this part of the country. I moved someplace else, and I used this expression, and everybody looked at me like I had two heads.
It's like a dialect collision. It's like it's this strange encounter where they're like, am I the alien or are they the alien?
Exactly. And it's such a weird feeling. I know I had it with the word tump. I grew up saying tump for, you know, don't tump over the canoe or don't tump over that glass. It's a combination of tumble and dump. But there are people in the country who have no idea what I'm talking about.
With the North Dakota callers and listeners, what I notice is that exactly what I would expect to find, we have this influence of Midwestern dialect features, and then we also have features of the Western dialect features. North Dakota sits where two dialect regions overlap. So we do get these cultural conflict calls where I saw somebody down the store who had a thing to say that I didn't quite get. Can you explain this to me? My favorite slang word is cool, partly because cool continues after more than 60 years of being constantly used to still be slang. Even though it's incredibly widespread, very common, it still has that extra little flag on it that says, this isn't mainstream English. This is just a little bit outside the ordinary, and I love that.
I don't really think it's a challenge to make this topic interesting to people because we all speak language, we all share stories, and people are a lot more curious about this than they realize. They might think initially, oh, this show isn't going to be interesting.
Yeah, they think it's two stuffy grammarians with corduroy jackets and patches on their elbows, but we're not cobwebby old school marms. Fortunately, the listeners tell us what they want, so making the show interesting is as easy as just reading our mail, reading our social media, and listening to the phone calls.
Yeah, we're talking about public radio listeners, after all. You all have a boundless curiosity and a passion to learn more, and I think that this is a show that really respects your intelligence.
Right, and you have a lot of opinions, and boy, do you share them. And we listen to and read them all. Our tagline is Away With Words is about language seen through family history and culture. What that means is you're getting a show that it's about you, it's about your community, it's about the different generations. We bridge generations, we bridge eras, we bridge languages, we bridge levels of knowledge, we bridge all these different groups, we bridge regions of the country, and we share that information across those divides. It's the best reason I can think of to listen to Away With Words.
It's a little oasis in your day when you can just indulge your curiosity and hear stories from your fellow speakers of English all over the country and all over the world. And listen to radio that respects your intelligence.
People who don't read carefully and don't hear us say our names carefully do think we're married sometimes. Yes, we are not married. My last name is Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T. And Martha's last name is Barnett, B-A-R-N-E-T-T-E. It is just a coincidence.
We are virtually married on the radio.
Yeah, we're radio spouses.
But Grant's wife wouldn't be too happy with that.
And I'm Grant Barrett.
And we are co-hosts of Away With Words.
Join us every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Mountain for Away With Words on member-supported Prairie Public.
Mountain for Away With Words on member-supported Prairie Public.